Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Julie Douglas.
This is part two, where we're rolling through some of the big science that occurred in 2014, some of the little science that's amazing that you might have missed, that in some cases we initially missed. It's not an exhaustive set it in gold, launch it into space list. We likely missed some things that you thought were amazing, and we definitely would love to hear from you about those particular topics, those particular studies. But this is what was on our brain.
Yes, the stuff that we thought was pretty extraordinary and wanted to share with you.
Now, I do want to just throw in here real quick, though, that with some of these issues, there might be a slight so-called shrimp on a treadmill scenario that can pop up. If you're not familiar with that, I think we've talked about it on the podcast before. You had this study where essentially a shrimp was put on a treadmill, and it became kind of the
rally cry.
Yeah, the rally cry for pointless science. Right?
Money on this. Yeah.
Even though it was actually a very good study, it had some importance to it. It wasn't just rogue scientists doing silly things with no payoff, which is kind of the charge.
And I'm not even sure if it was actually federally funded in the first place.
Yeah, I'd have to review the story to get into the details of it. But you still see this idea kind of continue on our Facebook page. I share not only our content, but we try and share links to current science that's trending, neat studies, that sort of thing. And invariably, there's one particular user who will chime in, find Flight 370 instead. Yeah, why can't we find Flight 370 if we're chronicling the genome of the mantis shrimp or doing this study or that.
So
always chiming in with, well, where's the Flight 370?
So what you're saying is that you'll post something. You're like, oh, look, extraordinary science. Mm-hmm. And then someone will be like, but where's that flight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like how can, and I don't want to completely discredit it because it's, on one level, yes, it's, you're kind of poo-pooing on our celebration of science here. And it's not that fun. But on the other hand, I understand how, one can look around at this world where we're finding so much about the world around us. We're landing mm-hmm. things on comets for the first time, in human history. And And then to turn around and say, well, but wait, how can we do that and not do this? How are there still so many holes in our understanding of the world and just our ability to even keep track of our things in this world?
Well, and yes, there are so many unanswered questions and many of them will remain that way. But of course we have Occam's razor at our disposal. Mm-hmm. So we can always turn to logic to try to cull out what matters and what doesn't and what we can answer and what we can't. And Occam's razor and logic and all of that is predicated on something called symbolic thought. And that happens to be the first thing that we're going to talk about in terms of extraordinary science, because we Homo sapiens are so proud of our neocortex sitting atop our brain, those cortical folds that help us manage our lives and ascribe meaning and symbolism to them. But it turns out that Homo erectus was also doing the same thing way back when.
Yeah, this was pretty groundbreaking. I mean, we already had some strong evidence that Neanderthals engaged in this. We had there were some 50,000-year-old perforated painted seashells and pigment containers that were discovered on the Iberian Peninsula a while back, a region that was inhabited solely by Neanderthals at the time. But here is another non-humid hominid who seems to have, in a sense, it's almost like some sort of, one's tempted to make some sort of biblical comparison to, you know, myths of eating the fruit of one sacred tree or another, like taking that crucial step towards becoming, this kind of rational, being that stands apart from everything else on earth.
Yeah, and this symbolism we far too often take as sort of a modern Homo sapien thing. But this year, researchers discovered a shell engraved with a geometric pattern at a H. erectus site known as Trinil on the Indonesian island of Java that dates to between 540,000 and 430,000 years ago.
Yeah, that is crazy, because that is at least 300,000 years older than the oldest previously known engravings from South Africa. And when they analyzed the engraving, they feel that it was probably made with like a shark tooth or another hard pointed object to create that fascinating geometric design.
Yeah. Now, why is this important? Well, someone like Peter Ulstrich, say, the professor of psychological and brain sciences at Dartmouth, might say, well, it's because the emergence of symbolic thought had profound consequences for human moral cognition. And he says, you might say that the birth of symbolic thought gave rise to the possibility of true morality and immorality, of good and evil. Once acts become symbolized, they could now stand for and be instances of abstract classes of action such as good, evil, right, or wrong. Symbolic thought permitted new dimensions of behavior. And I thought that was very interesting, because in this way, symbolic thought, which is, of course, what our language is built upon, is the organizing factor.
Yeah, I mean, this is the basics of language here. This is the basics of the brain's operating system itself, you know, that we're able to take symbols, we're able to take signifiers, written or verbal, and we're able to have these stand in for more complicated ideas, mm-hmm. and then essentially, then you can combine two complicated ideas. You can combine a third. You can start. It's almost an externalization of thinking and cognition, and then to reincorporate that back into the mental processes.
Yeah, and I mean, the fact of the matter is that Homo sapiens are but one of several human lineages that mm-hmm. use abstract intellect to ponder the world. So that tells us that it's far more ancient than we ever knew.
Yeah, and it just drives home again that the fact that humans have ascended to this status in the world. Mm-hmm. A lot of it simply has to do with our ability to adapt to different environments and to what extent we were able to roll with catastrophic changes that were occurring.
Well, and it also means that something as rudimentary as a line drawing of a woman in a dress or a skirt that's put on a bathroom door to indicate that this room is for females, uh-huh. has so many more layers upon it than you could ever imagine. In your brain, there's a whole database built up about that one image. And there are consequences for that image as well.
Now, another important thing about the power of symbols is, of course, that that when you engage with a symbol, be it the symbol in the bathroom, be it a cross, be it the Apple logo, be it a swastika, Eastern or Western, your brain is actually doing an unconscious analysis and interpretation of that symbol before it ever enters into your conscious mind. Like, that's how powerful a symbol is. And as we discuss in our Symbols on the Brain episode that published, I think a couple of years ago, perhaps, maybe it was 2013. As we discuss in that episode, I mean, that's kind of core to the power of these things. And that's why when you walk around, through your environment, you're just bombarded with symbols, be it symbols for the bathroom or corporate, political, religious iconography, you name it.
Yeah. And I think that goes back to David Eagleman and his assertions that the conscious eye is really sitting on the sidelines of the unconscious, that all of those decisions that we're making, all those judgment calls are happening undercover, and all of that stuff gets served up in this kind of like consciousness belch of the brain.
Right.
And we think, oh, I just had this epiphany, or I just happened to think this. Well, no, this thinking thing that you just made about that bathroom symbol has been in the works for years.
Yeah.
And whatever ideas that come along with it.
Well, there have been studies before that have suggested that that Christians behave more honestly when they're exposed to a crucifix. That people think more creatively if they're exposed to the light bulb or the Apple logo.
Yeah.
So if you're culturally preloaded to be affected by that symbol, then it's kind of like having like little magnets on the wall pushing a little metal doodad down a hallway, and we're the metal doodad.
I know, which always gets back to the whole thing of constructing your own reality and what is reality and what is illusion in the first place.
So that's all a reason why this is a great study and one that was easy to miss. It's easy to, to scroll through the headlines and you see, oh, well, they found a shell with some scratches on it. Big deal. I'm going to go read about, what's happening with Curiosity. But when you get down into the deep power of it, it really drives home how substantial the finding was.
Indeed, it does. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk about chromosomes and tractor beams.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product and it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. Astaproallergy.com. Astapro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, we're back. Let's talk about chromosomes, and more specifically, let's talk about yeast.
Let's talk about yeast, shall we? This sounds like a PSA. In March of this year, undergraduate students in Johns Hopkins University, their course called Build a Genome, recreated yeast chromosome 3, which controls sexual reproduction. This is kind of huge.
Yeah, this marks the first time in history that a chromosome has been synthesized by humans and adopted by the yeast. Serves as one of biotechnology's model organisms. So this is kind of ground level for any kind of future breakthroughs that we'll have. And among those future breakthroughs, that they hope to one day synthesize all 16 yeast chromosomes and achieve the goal of what they call synthetic yeast 2.0.
Now, the researchers designed the chromosome to include special markers on genes thought to be non-essential. And the markers were engineered so that they could be triggered by an enzyme to scramble, delete, or duplicate genes. And then they made 50,000 changes to the synthetic chromosome at specific points in the code, which could have easily killed off the yeast cell. But instead, it took the mutations in stride and reproduced. So that was the other part of this, is that could you kind of tinker with this, mess with it, and could it still survive even though it's synthetic?
Now, the hope here is that in the future, this will lead to new tests, new methods to go after specific genes and develop a better understanding of junk DNA, cell division, and evolution itself. So we're getting down here to the core building blocks, and we discover how to make some of the building blocks ourselves. Ha, there you go.
And does that mean that we'll have artisanal synthetic loaves of bread now?
That would be interesting. Yeah, when do we get the first Frankenstein bread? The first, because you know they'll call it that in the
they
in the
should.
News.
They
the Frankenstein
should run with it.
Mead as well, right? That's
Indeed.
Made from yeast, I believe.
Yeah, it is fermented. All right, the next entry that we have is a tiny little tractor beam. And when you think about tractor beams, you probably think about the Death Star or really any sort of alien civilization trying to suck us up into the spaceship.
That's right. You think of sci-fi, and it makes perfect sense because the term comes from sci-fi. The term tractor beam was coined by E.E. Smith, who's also a PhD, by the way, and a food engineer. And this was in his novel, 1931 novel named Space Hounds of IPC. IPC stood for Interplanetary Corporation. Smith was is considered by many kind of one of the fathers, at least, of space opera, which, of course, we see in Star Wars. We see in Dune, any of these properties. A lot of his stuff was published in the pulps of the day, Amazing Stories and the like. But he was also widely read by scientists and engineers and future scientists and engineers at the time, from the 1930s and on up into the 1970s. His series, such as the Lensman series, the Skylark series. And so he ended up accidentally coining a number of scientific terms, terms for things that did not yet exist, that were purely science fiction,
yeah.
that ended up becoming a part of the language of science in the decades to follow, including the tractor beam.
Indeed. All right, the tractor beam we're about to talk about is not actually on par with, say, something like the Death Star's tractor beam, and we just want to mention that because we really want to square your expectations here.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like advances that we've seen over the years with so-called invisibility cloak technology. It's not as awesome as somebody putting on a Harry Potter invisibility cloak or a, you know, Predator or stealth system. What we're able to do in those experiments takes place at a very small level, and in the future could have much larger possibilities. And the same thing with tractor beams. Tractor beams have been a matter of study for years now, but this particular study comes to us from Australian National University. They have a laser-based tractor beam that they were able to successfully pull these tiny particles a distance about 8 inches or 20 centimeters, which is about 100 times farther than any previous experiments with tractor beams. During the experiment, the researchers used a laser that projected a kind of ring-shaped beam of light with a hot outer ring and a cool center, and they used this this light beam to suck in tiny glass spheres, each of which measured about 0.2 millimeters or 0.008 inches wide. So the key here is heat. Okay, this is how this is working. The laser warms up the air around the tiny glass sphere, causing tiny hot spots on the surface. The air particles hit the hot spots, and they bounce off, and that propels the sphere in the opposite direction. So you want to make the back hotter than the front, and then you can propel it along. So, yeah, this is not the stuff of moving around starships or capturing the Millennium Falcon, but the scientists believe that there could be possible applications, say, dealing with pollution. You could successfully extract toxic particles from a given body. Of course, we have a long way to go before this can deal with greater distances than those plunged in the study.
Yeah, I also wanted to mention that there was another tractor beam shenanigans thing going on here, and I'm talking about researchers at the University of Dundee in the UK. They used acoustic tractor beams to pull an object by firing sound waves at it. So what they did is they used this ultrasound device that was clinically approved for use in MRI-guided focused ultrasound surgery, and the team was able to move surprising large objects, well, large in the sense, or in this application, of approximately 1 centimeter in size. And so the idea here is that in addition to just manipulating objects, you could also manipulate fluids and tissues inside the body, and you could deliver encapsulated drugs to the exact location in the body that requires treatment.
Yeah, so again, you know, we're in the early days of tractor beams. And tractor beam is kind of, to a certain extent, a catch-all for a number of different techniques of pulling in something without actually grabbing it with some sort of a grapple or a hook or what have you. Because there's also been experiments where you're using the mass of an object in space to pull in a smaller body in the same way that any smaller massed object can potentially orbit around another.
I'm just trying to imagine this technology 50 years from now on the black market. You know, you're walking down the street and all of a sudden you're being pulled into some sort of direction.
Somebody sucks all the particles out of your body.
Terrible.
Toxic particles.
Terrible. All right. We should take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk about how there's another breakthrough this year in tinkering with the brain and memory again.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
All right, we're back. You know, we love to talk about the brain and our manipulation of the brain and how, as we learn to manipulate the brain, I mean, we're still learning how the brain works. And in trying to learn how the brain works, we're trying to learn how we work, how our experience of ourselves and the universe works. And so memory comes up quite a bit. We've done whole episodes on the science of memory, the fallibility of memory. You can't trust it. You change a memory every time you draw it out of your head. And we inevitably come back to the issue of, well, what about bad memories? What about memories that are traumatic, even that mess up our lives on a daily basis? Is there a way we can zap them? Is there a way we can deal with them? Can we Eternal Sunshine them? Inevitably, the movie is referenced in any news article covering these breakthroughs.
Yes, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind clinics popping up around the country right now. This is interesting. Stanford psychiatrist and neuroscientist Dr. Carl Desaroth uses optogenetics. This is a technique that manipulates neuronal activity with beams of light. Here we go again with beams of light. He and his researchers show that they can manipulate specific memories in mice. They can delete existing memories, and then they can implant false ones. And they went so far as to switch the emotional content of a mouse memory from good to bad and vice versa.
Yeah, what's important here to break down is that we're talking about contextual information about an event, where and what they happened, and that's recorded in the brain's hippocampus, whereas you also have the emotional component of the memory, and that's stored separately in the amygdala. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have like one file saying, oh yeah, we went to the beach and saw a shark in the water. That memory is filed away. But then there's the emotional context. Did you see that shark and your feet were you were in the water up to your ankles and it just freaked you out to an amazing degree? Or was it a moment of wonder where you're like, ah, there is a shark and I live in an amazing world and being alive is fantastic? The emotional coloring of that experience has a huge effect on our lives.
Yeah, I was just thinking about in terms of tattoos, like it's sort of tattooed on your brain. And this process, and this goes back to symbolic thought too, that tattoo of what a shark is in your brain could be lightened a bit, right? Or could be reduced. You could have a little bit of that tattoo thought removal. Mm-hmm. You could have the residue of what that symbol means, but maybe not fully. Obviously, this isn't as simple. It's just zapping a memory, and there's a bunch of complexity involved in here. But it's one more research study that is showing us that memory manipulation is on the horizon, and here's just another way to get at it. And I wanted to mention that optogenetics are predicated on proteins called opsins, and these are found in human eyes, in microbes, and other organisms. And when light shines on an opsin, it absorbs a photon and changes it. And that's how Dr. Dicerov has really gone about this. And by the way, Dicerov is huge in this field. He's done a ton of stuff in terms of opsins and optogenetics. And he also created something called hydrogel.
Oh, yes, hydrogel. This was another really cool study that came out this year, which basically answers that question. Hey, if I had a dead rat and I wanted to make that rat translucent, how would I go about that? And that's what we're talking about here, the ability to take a cadaver even and make it into this translucent, visible man, visible rat body, which of course has a tremendous importance when it comes to studying anatomy, looking at the physiology of diseases, etc.
Yeah, this substance they created, hydrogel, is similar to that used for contact lenses. And the method is called clarity, and the result is you get those see-through brains, and the innards are revealed in a way that no current technologies can. We're talking about large structures like the hippocampus showing up with the clarity of organs and transparent fish. That's pretty exciting. It's like putting a flashlight into the brain there. And you can even see neural circuits in individual cells. So, yes, you know, you could dissect it. You could have ultra-thin slices examining each slide under a microscope. And this is what is traditionally done heretofore before this technique came along. But when you do that, you're changing that sample, and you're effectively removing some clues that you might not otherwise see unless it were whole, a whole brain that you could just see through.
Indeed. I do have to say, when I initially discovered the study, I was a little bit disappointed when I, of course, realized that the individual must be dead for this to take
effect. Yeah.
Because
bummer.
For a split second, I was imagining, like, the new fashion trend would be to make yourself translucent. And I was imagining, you know, French runway models walking around with translucent skin.
Wow.
It was a great, like, 3 seconds of my life, and then I realized, oh, well, this is actually a practical thing.
You never know.
Yeah.
Again, 100 years from now, we could have translucent engineered models.
Yeah.
Possibility.
We'll see.
Now, I wanted to mention that hundreds of papers have been published about not just the hydrogel, but also the optogenetics. And according to Yehud Eskaf at the University of California, Berkeley, researchers are using and developing techniques to study brainwaves, sleep, memory, hunger, addiction, aggression, courtship, sensory modalities, and motor behavior. Of course, this is in mice and rats. But again, the extrapolation here is that we're getting a far better picture of the brain. And even 3 years ago, 2 years ago, you and I were talking about reverse engineering the brain and how difficult that is. But now there's more technologies online to actually do that in a more meaningful way.
Indeed. Now, when it comes to changing the, I keep getting hung up on just the idea of changing the emotional context of a memory. Like, I can't help but imagine, like, a future scenario where, say Julie Douglas goes into her local doctor's office, and the doctor says, "Look, I can't do anything about that bad memory that you have about clowns that just set off this whole clown phobia for you. But I can change the context, but you might have to buy some grease paint. You might
this sounds like behavioral therapy.
You might end up enrolling in clown college when we're done with that. I mean, I'm thinking probably not, because phobias are a little more complicated than that. But imagine a world where you could simply change a life-altering fear into a life-altering enthusiasm for something with just a little neural tinkering.
But see, I don't want clowns to be eradicated from my memory. I mean, that's part of the rich tapestry of narrative, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what you get into when you discuss any changing of the brain or certainly with the, you know, talking about would you change something in the past?
Yeah.
Which you're talking about when you're changing the memory of something in the past. You're essentially changing the past just in terms of your perception of it. So you kind of get into the same time travel paradox, situation. Well, if I remove that, trauma from my history, am I the same person anymore? And is that good or bad?
Yeah. And if I smoke some cannabis, how does that change the perception of all of it?
Yeah.
But that was kind of a really crappy way to try to transition. And not into a section about cannabis. We're not going to do that. But just to mention that this might have been the year of cannabis.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this was even the year that we actually had a single country fully legalize marijuana, that being Uruguay. And a number of U.S. states following, along with parts of Europe, moving in a similar direction.
Yeah, so perhaps we will do an episode in the future here about cannabis and medical marijuana and recreational. And we've already touched on it a bit when we've talked about hallucinogenics and how they may treat depression and help the brain in certain ways. But it's sort of a minefield this year, if you ask me. There's so many studies that have come out.
Yeah, there've been a lot of studies. One in particular that came to mind was really more dealing with the adverse effects.
Yeah.
Even this study was only looking at it really from an addiction point of view and not a medication point of view.
And in terms of developing brains too, because
yes.
We know that this is not good to introduce substances that can alter brain structures in someone who is not fully developed as not just even a person, but their brain. So interesting stuff here. And if you doubt the reach of cannabis, then just consider.
I would say the reach of reefer. That would have been
the reach of reefer.
Yeah.
The reach of reefer. Then know that the word of the year. For I believe it was Oxford Dictionary, OED, is vape.
Oh, yes. I mean, the vape technology is very impressive. In terms of marijuana, but certainly in terms of just normal tobacco, cigarettes as well. There's several people in my life, including my mother-in-law, who has transitioned from traditional cigarettes to vaping, for health reasons, for personal life choice reasons, and the technology is fascinating.
Yeah.
There's a whole growth industry of people making their own vape technology and tinkering with it. Just from a purely technological standpoint, it's really fascinating stuff.
So, in 1920s, people sitting around going, did you guys hear that hookah is the word of the year? Just trying to imagine that.
You know, there's an individual in our office who will remain nameless, I guess, that has like a vape hookah.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. All right. So there you have it. Just a run through some of the studies that caught our eyes this year. Again, that's not an exhaustive list. Certainly there were other studies that we got a kick out of, that we blogged about, that we podcasted about, that we did videos on. And you'll find all of those at stufftoblowyourmind.com.
And if you have some thoughts to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send an email to blowthemind@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.